Woody and Jim in the morning, podcasting our little hearts out.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
So there was this this woman that was at a Chipotle, okay, and she ordered a bowl instead of a burrito, right? And she decided while she was waiting in line, they were taking too long. So she said, I'm going to outsmart them. And I'm going to order on the app, and then I'm going to go stand over there where they do the pickup orders.
Right, right.
So she did that, and it was taking a while, and they were down a few a few servers.
Right, right.
So, like, the store was not able to keep up with people and go very fast, and she just kept yelling at the...
Her Karen level was rising.
Yeah, she kept yelling about it. And then when she got her, you know, burrito bowl... She looked at it, and like a lot of people, she said, there's not enough in here. And the manager tried to explain, well, you only ordered like three or four ingredients, so it's obviously going to look a little smaller than people who put all the stuff on theirs. And she just had enough of this, and this Karen takes the burrito bowl and throws it into the face of the assistant manager at Chipotle, okay? Absolute ugliness.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible thing. We all get frustrated, but there's no excuse for that. They called the police. People had it on video because this lady was so loud. They brought up their phones. And so it was like an open and shut case. But the judge did the best thing ever. This is in Ohio, and a municipal court judge said, I can send you to jail or... You can work there for 3 weeks.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome.
She has chosen not to go to jail, and she has to work on the other side of the counter where she threw the burrito bowl. I think this is fantastic. And this is like, I am not coming up with this because somebody smarter than me said this a long time ago. Everybody should, for a little while in their life, work as a server.
Yes.
Because then you understand what it's like on the other side, trying to take care of people. And sometimes things are out of your control. And sometimes people are just also out of control.
Yeah. And that way you appreciate what they're going through and you sympathize. You know?
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
I mean, I did that. I was a busboy.
Yeah. I mean, I've been a server, I've been a bartender. You know, I know. Sean, you've had every job in the world.
Every job in hospitality.
Yeah. So I think this is the best justice ever.
I wonder what job they're going to give her. Is she going to be in charge of like smashing the guacamole? Use that big Karen energy. Totally hits, totally Nashville, Woody and Jim show. All right. Picture us right now. We're standing outside your bedroom window with a Jambox playing that last song. Oh, Anyone under the age of 30 is saying, what's a Jambox?
From classic movies.
Oh, wait. Pioneers like us used to use that to play music.
On the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, before we died of dysentery.
93.3 FM. Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Three things you want to know for Friday morning. Of course, the Olympics going on in Paris. Have you heard of it? America is still leading the gold medal count, and hopefully we can maintain that. Noah Lyles, who is a sprinter, he won the gold medal for the 100-meter dash, and he was in the 200-meter yesterday, and he came in and got the bronze medal, after which he collapsed and told everybody he had COVID.
Wow.
That he's known about since Tuesday, and I guess the officials at the Olympics are saying, well, if you feel up to it, go ahead. Which,
wow.
I don't know, it's a little irresponsible, I think, you know.
A bit.
A little selfish, maybe, I don't know. I mean, you know.
I can see where the temptation would be. You wouldn't want to tell anybody, because you've been training for four
years.
Right. You know, and you're like, this is my only shot.
Yeah. I guess, so. You know, he got the bronze medal with COVID, so that's actually pretty impressive.
But, you know,
so,
indeed.
Yeah, just stop mouth kissing everyone and you'll be okay. That's how they celebrate. Producer Sean, what you got?
Yeah, so Dunkin' is making a little history today, or this month rather. They've just released a pumpkin spice latte drink with booze in it. So they are hitting the floor running. They released a boozy coffee brand or line last year, but this year they're implementing the pumpkin spice
because they know it's irresistible to like at least 50% of the population.
Does it say what kind of liquor they're putting in it?
So it doesn't say what kind of liquor, but they are putting vegan creamer in it to make it non-dairy, vegan friendly.
So you can be a vegan drunk.
Yeah. All right.
I'm drunk and vegan.
And I'm wide awake because it's coffee.
Nice.
This was not in the Netflix series, The Queen's Gambit. Uh-huh. I don't remember, but the chess world is being rocked by a scandal.
Uh-oh.
A Russian chess player by the name of Amina Abakarova, she was at a chess tournament. And she went into the area where all the chessboards are when she thought there was nobody looking.
Uh-oh.
But there were security cameras. And what she did was she sprayed the pieces of her longtime rival with mercury, which is a poison.
And oh, my God. Really?
She tried to take her rival out by poisoning her. I guess apparently they didn't go back to look at the tape until her rival, who I guess she's been a rival with since she was a child, all of a sudden got like severely dizzy, had nausea. I mean, and the symptoms could have been way worse.
Wow.
But she was able to continue with the tournament. But then went back and looked at the tape and they found her that this chess player went in there and poisoned the pieces. And now she's facing jail.
Yeah, this is like a James Bond supervillain plot.
I know.
Wow. Nashville radio tradition since the Eisenhower administration. We're ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal Brentwood. Moments ago, we had a guy on the line, but I guess they got scared and hung up, or they got disconnected. So we have for the ladies Ashley in Murfreesboro. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Excellent. Thank you.
And that
you.
Means since the guy bailed out, that means producer Sean has to play.
Yeah.
And he has never seen the answers or the questions before, so it's totally above board.
Okay, it's fair. Hey, Ashley, let's give you a get acquainted question. What movie have you seen more than any other movie in your life?
Oh, probably Grease.
A classic.
It is the word.
It's a sing-along.
Yeah.
Sean, what about you? Let's get to know producer Sean. What movie have you watched? Can you say it on the air?
Yeah, or is it something you found online?
What? No, it's
nothing from Pornhub,
I
please.
I think it was called Tall Tale. It's a Disney film about American folklore heroes.
Really?
That is so
obscure. That was
obscure.
My jam back in the day.
And you watched it a lot.
That sounds like scary educational.
It's John Henry and Pecos Bill, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, we love us some Pecos Bill.
But, yeah, good for you. Okay. All right. You each have a screw you can use in the contest. If you don't know the answer to a question and you don't think your opponent knows it either, you can use your screw and we'll give your question to your opponent.
Here we go, Ashley. Multiple choice is how we start. Does one quarter of an NBA basketball game last 12, 15, or 20 minutes?
12.
12 is right. Good
job. Yeah. All right. That puts Ashley into an early lead. Producer Sean, multiple choice. According to the how-to manual, which makeup item would you use first? Mascara, concealer, or eyeshadow?
Concealer?
Yes.
Ooh.
We've got a tie game, 1-1.
Cover up that stuff you don't want anybody to see.
That's right.
Okay, Ashley, you can now take the lead back with this. The University of Tennessee dog mascot goes by what nickname?
Smokey.
Smokey is right.
Yep.
Woo!
So far, Ashley is perfect in the game. Can Sean do it as well? Sean, what do you buy at a Marty and Liz store?
I'm going to say plants.
Oh, you're so close.
No. Shoes.
We were
looking for
shoes.
Okay.
All right.
Give that to you.
Ashley, you can lock up a victory if you get this one right. Here we go. Just for Men is a brand of what?
Hair color.
Hair color.
That is right.
Wow. Yes. Look at you, Ashley. Well done.
Perfect score.
Woo!
You have now earned yourself a certificate of braggification, which we will text to you, and you can share with all your friends and post on social media. Bragging is completely allowed.
That's
even
right.
If you're the most humble person, we give you permission.
All right.
Nice job, Ashley. You hang on the line.
Well, everyone study up. Be ready for Gender Wars Monday morning at 7:20. Yesterday, about this time, Jim, you and Sean, our producer, had some stories about animals. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like Sean's house is overrun by possums.
Yeah.
And Jim was fighting feral skunks and cats.
Well, I wasn't fighting them. I was watching them because my neighbor feeds them.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was a little jealous and a little sad because I had no animal story.
You had no wild kingdom story of your neighborhood?
Until today, 24 hours later, of course, our dog, our Doberman Lucy, she loves to chase after animals that get into the backyard. Like,
sure.
You know, there's lizards, there's birds up on the fence. She barks and chases them.
Being a dog.
And a mouse, mice, you know, well, especially after it rains, there'll be mice that will come out and just kind of be running around the backyard. So last night, letting her out, it just got dark. And she comes running in the house with her head down and goes and just jumps right on the couch next to Melissa, my girlfriend.
Okay.
And so I said, okay, well, I'll sit down. And Lucy has this habit that if I ever get up, she's like, we're going outside, right? We're going outside. So she runs to the kitchen. So I thought to myself, okay, well, maybe if I get up slowly, she won't have that reaction.
Okay.
So as I'm getting up slowly, my girlfriend Melissa looks over and goes like, oh, my God, there's a mouse on the couch. And I look down, and it was dead. It had expired.
Okay.
But I was sitting on it. And I got up with sweat. I got up with sweatpants on, and there was a perfect slobber silhouette of a mouse on my butt.
And all right.
So I don't know if the mouse was killed by being bitten by Lucy, our dog, or if I killed the mouse with my enormous butt. So
wow,
so
that that must weigh on your conscience a bit.
It does. Yeah.
You do have a history of destroying things with your butt.
I do. One time I was ice skating.
Yeah.
I fell and I broke my own watch with my butt. It was, I couldn't
you
repeat
tried to
that
brace
if I
his
tried.
Fall and landed the butt and the ice were separated by your watch, which became pieces.
Maybe I should be a new Marvel character. You know, the
butt
steel
man.
Butt. The butt of death. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville is the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Oh, you can just feel it in the air. It's Christmas in August. By Chris, we mean Chris Stapleton, big concert. And we have tickets, a chance for you to win them inside one of these Christmas packages.
That's right. And we have Pat from Nashville on the line. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm well. And how about you?
Good. You feeling lucky?
I sure am.
All right.
Well, let's get into the Christmas in August spirit and get out a couple of presents and let you open one. Do you want number one or number two, Pat?
Number one.
Number one.
All right.
This is nicely wrapped.
Oh, this.
We got this wrapped at the mall. It's nice.
There's a lot of tape on it, though. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Oop.
Oh.
Jim is risking a paper cut for your prize.
And it's a staple.
Woo!
You're in the running now. So later this morning, we'll do a drawing. Somebody, could be you. You got a 1 in 5 chance, Pat, of going to the Chris Stapleton show tomorrow night in style.
Yes.
You're going to be in the Eurostone suite. And you also get a parking pass. And, of course, you get to hear one of the most amazing voices in Chris Stapleton. So good luck in that drawing.
Very cool. Of course, Christmas in August, sponsored by Margaritaville Hotel, distinctly Margaritaville, decisively Nashville. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. You know what sucks?
What?
People who go to movies and don't turn their phones off.
That's a terrible.
Let's hear about things that suck.
I don't want to do a segment on things that suck.
I know. We try to stay positive.
I want to be happy and uplifting.
Oh, I can put this list away? Okay.
No. Keep the list.
You have a list?
I have a list.
You can't stop us, Jim. It's 2 against 1.
I don't want to do it.
It's the Woody and Jim Show. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Despite Jim's protests, welcome to our little segment called You Know What Sucks?
I don't want to do this. I've been trying to, like, you know, have a more positive attitude. I read a really good book.
Yeah.
It's called A Thousand Blessings. It's about being grateful for things. And this is like the opposite of that.
But you can't deny that some things suck.
They do, but it's what you choose to look at and embrace.
Uh-huh.
Instead of things that suck, I like to look at things that I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm. And
I find I'm happier that way.
Okay.
That's
okay.
True.
It's a great, great point of view.
Good for you, Jim.
Yeah, good job.
But you're not going to listen to me at all, are you? You're just going to do it anyway.
We posted this on Facebook earlier on the Woody and Jim page,
okay.
and we had some responses.
I want to balance these things out.
Okay.
Because, you know, negativity is, you know, one thing, but like, if I can give a little positive spin,
all right,
on
okay.
It,
yeah. We'll maybe, tell you, you know what sucks, and then you give the brighter side of that.
Okay.
Okay.
I will try my hardest
okay.
to find the bright side
all right.
of what you know what sucks.
Go for it.
You know what sucks is when people insist on talking on speakerphone out in public.
Mm-hmm.
You know what sucks? That.
That.
Hey, at least they're not like the people that are in downtown Nashville that are kind of hard on their luck. And they're talking on their phone to nobody. That's better than that.
Like they're
that's like less sad.
They're talking to the box that the phone came
yeah,
in.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay.
I'm struggling here.
All right, no, that okay. was good. Yeah.
All right, well, what about you guys? What do you think?
Well, you know what sucks to me?
Yeah.
Is these merge lanes here in town and how people decide that that means they can go all the way straight to whatever point the merge lane ends.
And then hope to get in?
And hope to get in.
Mm.
Mm. That sucks to me.
How are you going to spin that?
Mm-hmm. I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm trying. you know what sucks is me trying to figure out what's positive
okay,
about
all right,
that.
All right. Oh.
But I'm going to say it's a lesson in patience for the person who waited the whole time. And
or more time to listen to the radio.
And has to deal with the guy cutting in.
Mm.
That's about the best I got.
You know what sucks? T-Dot.
No, they don't.
They're specifically talking about me in Murfreesboro where they close the exits to 840. So I have to drive 20 minutes out of my way every day.
They are improving to keep us moving.
All right.
They're trying to keep okay. up with the growing population. Mm.
You know what sucks? Having a coworker who, like, smacks her lips while she eats. She sits right behind you. Ugh.
Spin that for us, Jim.
That sounds like something very specific.
Yes. She's thinking about one person.
She's, yeah. like, super resentful of yes. that coworker. My positive spin on it would be... this is your chance to get to know them better by... turning around and saying, I can hear you're smacking your lips a lot, and I don't like that very much, but could you stop? And then they would stop, and then you would not be so resentful of that person. So take it in your own hands and tell them. Maybe they don't know they're smacking the lips, and you've changed their lives by saying, hey, that thing, don't do that anymore. And you say it nicely. And then they have more friends. Maybe they meet the love of their life. And then things go better.
Wow. It turned from something that sucks to a Hallmark movie.
Wow.
Kiss.
93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville, is the Woody and Jim Show. All right, we haven't had enough of what sucks. Let's talk about something that doesn't suck. The opposite sucks.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should.
All right, let's talk about something that's going to change your mood if you're not in a good one. Jelly Roll, everybody loves his music.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
loves his personality, what he does for the community. He was there for the groundbreaking of a new rehabilitation center in Nashville for juveniles.
Very cool.
Because nice. He spent a lot of time in jail as a teenager.
I celebrated 14th, 15th, 16th birthday in there.
Mm. And he was happy to make time in his ever increasingly busy schedule to be there for the groundbreaking of a new foster youth development center they're creating. And he says it's Nashville spending its money well.
They are focusing on rehabilitating kids instead of treating them like criminals and disciplining young men that just need love and connection and understanding. I got a show in Las Vegas tonight. It didn't mind me none. I still woke up this morning and got here because I stand behind what's happening in Davidson County right now.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's changing our mood.
No kidding.
Thanks, Jelly Roll.
Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
All right. Three things you want to know. This is kind of interesting. On TikTok, sometimes you get like really good beauty tips. This is not one of them. The latest anti-aging skincare routine. A woman is applying her own poo to her face. And she says it naturally, experts say you should not do this because it contains bacteria and other parasites. So don't do that. But yeah, on TikTok, they go,
somewhere. Or
if somebody does it, please video it and send it to us immediately.
Gwyneth Paltrow's going to start selling this.
Wow. I'm sure she's got some impressive pink eyes now.
Yes. I bet. Absolutely.
Yeah. And if she smells bad, nobody gets close enough to see if she's got wrinkles or not.
That's right. Because from a distance, she looks great.
Yeah, you look great. Chef, what you got?
Well, if you thought that was the only poop news you were going to hear today.
More poop.
I got a guy out in Texas who's been, he's been exploding bathrooms, if you know what I mean.
No.
No.
Like,
well, so
like, is it one of those don't go in there situations?
Is it an actual real explosion?
He's been booby trapping bathrooms at, it says car washes. He's been putting fireworks underneath the toilet seats. Because he's just been wanting to see some action happen at these car washes.
What has he got against these car washes?
No idea. The best part is he's had a membership to these car washes. Uh-huh. And so they caught him because he's checked in and he washed his car every day that he was there putting fireworks on the toilet seat.
Well, he's an idiot, too.
He's not the smartest guy.
All right. Well, let's make things smell a little bit better.
Yes.
There is a new perfume in a bottle that you may enjoy. Auntie Anne's Pretzels has a perfume that you can smell like the pretzels that you see in the mall. And
there you go.
I'm down with that.
I'm down, yeah.
I don't think women necessarily wear a perfume to attract a man. They just want to smell nice. But if you are looking to attract a man, smelling like Auntie Anne's pretzels is a good move.
Yeah, if you talk about wanting somebody to crave you.
Yeah. I don't know what it would do to your own cravings. I want a pretzel so bad.
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, the new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning. We've been on the air for 3 weeks and they haven't stopped us yet. Very exciting.
I know. Makes me wonder if anybody's even paying attention in management.
Hello?
They just kind of set us loose and just forgot about us.
Just get in there and do whatever you want. We have a Chris Stapleton prize package and coming up at 7:10 in about a half an hour.
Yeah.
You'll have a chance to open up one of our Christmas gifts. It's Christmas in August. And inside could be a staple or something else.
Yeah.
And if you get the staple, you're going to be in the running for later this morning. When we actually give away the tickets to the suite, the concert, and also you get a parking pass, you have your own private bathroom,
and you have food.
It's the best way to see a concert.
Yep, and it's brought to you by Margaritaville Hotel Nashville, distinctly Margaritaville, decisively Nashville.
Traditionally, people in Florida make bad decisions, but sometimes they can be here too.
Yes. So we like to play a little game. Is it Florida or is it Tennessee?
Okay.
Which man did something kooky?
Okay.
Producer Sean, what actually did they do?
All right. There is a man who allegedly threw spaghetti sauce at his mother in a domestic dispute and then hid in the bushes from the police.
So he threw spaghetti sauce at mom.
Spaghetti sauce at mom.
Was it, hot?
So the police are unsure if the sauce was hot or not.
Or if it was just room temperature.
Out of the jar.
But it was thrown at her hair after a verbal argument.
Okay.
What were they fighting over?
That is unclear.
No. Okay.
Also, we know that the man was not on any drugs.
Okay.
This is just on pure oxygen.
All this right. is just
this,
oxygen.
This is just pure. I hate you, Mom. Oh, boy. Mm. I am going to say this is, I don't know. Not that there's really any doubt. I'm going to say this is a Tennessee thing because I don't know. Just every time it's in Florida, it's usually
yeah.
drugs.
Yeah.
Sometimes in Tennessee.
Yeah, I think that was the tip off. He wasn't right? on drugs. So maybe he was just on oxygen and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you think, Woody?
I agree with Jim. I think it happened in Tennessee.
Okay, we're all going.
I believe this is a volunteer state. Thing.
All right. Score one for the sober Floridian. It was a man in Florida.
It was a Florida
yeah.
man.
It was in Florida. Florida man.
I'm relieved I was wrong.
Music that makes us feel like Friday, because it is Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in.
Yesterday, I congratulated Woody for being the first person to RSVP to my daughter's wedding. She's getting married in late October.
I took the credit, but it was actually my girlfriend, Melissa, who said it back, because I procrastinate a little.
Just a little.
Just a little.
We got our invitation, my wife and I.
Oh, to your daughter's wedding?
Parents of the bride.
they're inviting you?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. It came yesterday, and, you know, I brought it home, but I figured, okay, we hadn't seen it yet, because mm-hmm. we were not in on, like, my daughter and her fiancé took care of the planning of the wedding invitations.
Right, right.
So we were going to see it for the first time, so I waited till my wife got home from work, and then I let her open it up. And she opens it up, and she's kind of got, like, this face. She's making a face.
Oh,
and I'm like, this isn't good. So I say, well, can I see it? And she shows it to me. And I'm like, oh, this looks nice, because it kind of looks like their save the date thing that they
yeah,
sent out.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a little kind of, like, autumn, fall, wedding kind of theme going. And she goes, it doesn't have our names on it. And I've said, oh, yeah, I guess it doesn't. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, that's right. A traditional one would say the parents invite you, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, yes, yes. The parents of, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, we're not on there, but it's about them. And she goes, but we're paying for it. And I was like, I know, but I think that's just a traditional thing. I don't think kids of the day are doing that anymore, where there's, like, you know, the parents present mm-hmm. their children to be married. I said, it's just, you know, it's okay. She's like, well, I don't like it. It doesn't have. And then I looked at it and I realized it doesn't have their names on it either, just their first names. So it just says, you know, my daughter Juliana and her fiance Nathan. So it says, like, Juliana and Nathan uh-huh. invite you to their wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
But no last name.
But no last name. And I don't know what my daughter's going to do, if she's going to take his name or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hyphenate, whatever. I don't care, whatever she decides.
That's a choice, yeah.
Then I looked at the envelope, and the return address has, like, an address, but just their first names. And I'm going, all right, I know most of the people that are going to go to the wedding probably know their last names, uh-huh. his or hers, before they get married, right? But what if they don't? What if somebody wants to write them a check as a gift
just
for their wedding?
To their first names.
Yeah. It's like Juliana and Nathan. I don't know. Like, maybe they should have put their, you know, a last name
yeah.
of somebody.
Yeah.
Anywhere on the invitation.
Yeah, that's like writing a check to the Foo Fighters. Something like that.
So, I don't know. Good luck. I don't know. But I'm just letting it roll off my back. Mm. I have been in that mode for a long time, which is, like, I have no say in anything. Just write a check.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not allowed to pick anything out or give advice.
You'll know who the check goes made out to.
Yeah.
You'll painfully know.
I pay everybody.
All right, producer Sean has a nugget of wisdom.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away, if you throw it hard enough.
I like that one. That's good.
That's good. That's taking us into the weekend in the right frame of mind.
I'm going to be throwing apples all weekend long.
All right. I'm going to be laughing until I do air drums later in this song.